This is a Life News Radio special. I'm Jim Anderson. Perhaps the HHS mandate should be called the pregnancy interdiction mandate. It is almost as if humans are merely expenses harming the success of ACA or Obamacare. The fewer humans, the less medical expenses in government health care. Problems with the mandate include conflict with existing law, the 2004 Weldon Amendment, ACA's own statute, and state laws are violated in the mandate. Secondly, a group including a wide range of employers and caregivers are being forced to partake in something they morally object to. They become mere pawns with no individual right to religious conscience. Third, the mandate seeks to avoid constitution freedom of religion problems by repeatedly redefining the terms religious employers or religious groups in ways that denigrate faith and its organized practice. Fourthly, the mandate divides religious meetings from all other religious action, educational efforts, charitable efforts, work for the poor, missionary work, burial of the dead, and healing of the sick are all religious activities given no constitutional protections of freedom of religion. Five, the mandate seeks to use religious employer definitions to eliminate a long-standing precedent of generous federal government conscience protections. Six, government has no legitimate objectives in proposing these definitions of religious employer. Finally, other exemptions are merely a shell game which first avoids objectionable coverage and then requires the recreation of supplemental insurance coverage to include the objectionable matters. This case is headed to the Supreme Court and perhaps even Congress. In the meantime, pray, get informed, and be prepared to take action. For more on this topic, see links at lifenewsradio.com. This has been Life News Radio.